Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started.
Faith lights up the darkened plain. Mile by mile we bravely ride, with God's goodness as our guide.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in here and say thanks for tuning in. Hope you're being blessed by our conversations. Ask you to reach out to us. I'd like to hear from you. FindingOurWay.co. You can go there. You can find where the show is, all of our podcasts, YouTube, everything's there. Even got a little blog. But there's a place that says contact us. Hit that and you can send us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
Just say, there's the wide open spaces, fields of grace. Ooh, living in my Father's face. I'm telling you, son, mess around here and I'll get on pace with the Holy Ghost and say something.
You tapped into your poetic self.
Yeah. We'll be dancing. Anyway, we can walk down through that psalm some more.
Maybe that was the road we went down that time.
Might have been.
Went to that lake or whatever.
Might have been.
Well, think about it. Where the Father said, "This is my beloved Son," the validation of that.
Yeah.
I mean, theologically, we hang our hat on that about this is proof that Jesus is God. He is the Messiah. This is the launching of his public ministry.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. And how important it is in a relationship to express what you think, feel, and believe to those that are in relationship with you. You need that. But that the idea of validation for us trying to get with that is that sometimes we're looking for validation of what only our Heavenly Father gives us. We put unrealistic expectations and demands on the people around us to validate us.
Yeah. That's been my experience.
Yeah. I think it's a very common human experience.
Because I'll come back to that. I'm reminded of Dudley Hall. He does one every year, every 2 years. He has a father-son retreat. Mm-hmm. Because he feels, this isn't the only thing, but this is probably the main thing, that a father has to call his son into manhood. There's a validation saying, you are enough.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we had to hear from the Father. And I've sought to hear in different ways. I realize it's my own brokenness, the Father showing me that. Because I try to hear in people that are close to me, I want to hear an encouraging word. You know, I want to hear a good. But what I'm learning is Papa's saying, no, I want you to hear me. You hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You listen to my voice.
Yeah. Well, I go back to you are complete in him.
Yeah.
But when we are looking outside ourselves for validation, we are doubting the completion of what he has put in us.
Not really wanting to believe.
Not really wanting to believe it.
I really am whole. I really am my father's son.
I'm not discounting the relational aspect of communicating and validating and expressing it, but who we are is complete.
Yes.
It, relationally, it helps to hear it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change who we are. It changes how we feel about it. I mean, I want you to like me as a friend. But at the same time, I'm your friend, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But to hear that back, it's validating. It's good. It's encouraging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying I don't want to hear people validate me, as it were. I want to hear good things. Hey, you did great, man. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
But what Father's telling me, teaching me, trying to help me see is that's not where I draw my strength from. That's not where I live from.
That's not your source.
What I look to. That's not my source. His affirming is my source.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've shared it before, but I'm going to share it again. That time, I don't think I called the fella's name, but he was a big preacher ministering at this big church. Afterwards, I went up, and I don't know what all I said to him. Probably cried, squalled, needing to hear from God, you know. But he wasn't even, he was about 3 foot above me because he was on the platform. He just knelt down there by me as I was talking to him. I'm standing on the floor and he's up on the platform. He just put his hand on his shoulder and said, "Father, bless him, give him desires of his heart." He got up and left. You know, I got the cold. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
That wasn't cold shoulder. You know, flippant. You know, I'm having all these thoughts. But out of that, I think I told you about it. Out of that, the Father was telling me, "I don't want you looking to a man."
Yeah.
And it was like he was in charge of that whole deal. Because mm-hmm. had the man stopped and looked me in the eyes and said something personal to me that was going on in my heart and ministered to me that way, I might have missed what Papa was trying to say.
Right.
Well, all he was saying was, "I don't want you looking to a man." Well, it's hard to miss potholes this road.
I see you hit me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to let you drive.
I love it. Well, it goes back to we're walking a relationship with God, who's a good father, and we're his beloved children, and he's raising us up, maturing us.
Yeah.
Bringing out of us what he's put in us, and in doing that, he knows our heart, and he knows when we're looking to someone else other than him from a priority, when we make a person an idol in our life, and he, in his kindness and gentleness, knows how to bring us back away from that.
That's not what you need. I have no doubt. There's been other times, too, that I could probably name if I think about them. But I have absolutely no doubt that that guy, I almost called his name. I'd cut that out. That gentleman was hearing from God in what he did.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least God works all things together for good.
Yeah. Well, but I think he was hearing.
Right.
I'll give him that much because, I mean, he really ministered to me in the Word. You was there, wasn't you?
Yeah. I was at that event.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't next to you when he said
at that. The event.
I was at the event with you.
You got to hear him preach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Just one of the things that the Lord is revealing to me presently is that he doesn't want my ear tuned to the affirmations, encouragements, and attaboys of the people around me. Mm-hmm. He wants my ear attuned to his voice.
Yes.
To which I say, hallelujah, Lord, because I want it tuned too.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of it. He wants it more than I do.
Yeah.
He's able to help me be there, to live there, if that makes sense.
Yes.
One of the things I'm figuring out too, I'm hitting these potholes. They just there, like I can't do nothing with them. What you want me? What side road you want me drive on? You want me to stay straight down this way right here? There's gonna be potholes.
Well, I saw it. And you jerked it right over.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. Okay.
Oh, I had a thought, but it left me.
I know all of my
birds stealing my thoughts.
You were talking about your heart attuned to the Father.
Yeah.
When we can't abide in that place, and our heart is fixed and attuned, that we are living by what He says over anything else.
Yeah.
In that, from that place of love and healthiness, I think then the voices of others get their proper place in our life.
Yeah.
We can receive a compliment or a gratitude of appreciation that's given more proper without it inflating our ego, getting us off track, or making us, what's the word I want to use, where we unduly attached to somebody else.
Prideful.
Prideful or addicted to the praise of man.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any revelation on it yet, but I got a sneaking suspicion there might be something in me that needs to be healed from past lack of validation or affirmation. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just asking the Father to show me whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, is there a part of us that He wants to heal? Is there a thought process that He's correcting? Is there a limiting belief or faulty belief that He's rooting out? Is there a... There you go. Well, you found another one.
That's a good one there.
That was a wide open place in the road. Up. I don't know how you found that one.
You're in the middle of the road. There comes that truck again.
Is that spray truck? Yeah. Here, while we're in that wide open spot.
What I was going to say a while ago was I'm coming to realize, as I learn to hear the Father's voice and speak those things that I'm hearing, there's plenty of voices out there to let you know you're crazy.
Yeah.
There's plenty of judgment.
Yes.
I'm not receiving it, but there's plenty of it.
Well, but I do think that's part of what challenges us as we come out of the thicket.
Yeah, that's right. Stuff's still clawing on us.
There's plenty of alternative thoughts and ideas and teachings and doctrines and theologies that keep us enslaved and hindered and make us wonder and question, can God really love me? Has He truly forgiven me? Does He really think about me as with delight? Which, I'm convinced He does, but
it
took me a long time of following Jesus to ever come to that conclusion.
That's right.
Much less to live like it every day and to live from it in my relationships with others. It's what's true of Jesus is true of me and it's true of them. And can I live that way? Love them like Jesus. And And that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
As I see it.
Yeah, that's one of the things the Lord's showing me, too, is being like him.
Yeah.
Interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
Having no judgment of the matter.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that's going on.
Yeah.
Just living in the moment of it in love and acceptance.
Yeah, I can climb in my judgment seat real fast.
We all can.
Yeah.
But the reality of that is there are none of us qualified for that.
Well, yeah.
Look at that verse again. In my favorite son. As your father, I have crowned you as my eternal king. Today I became your father. Ask me to give you the nations and I will do it. They shall become your legacy. Your domain will stretch to the ends of the earth, and you will shepherd them with unlimited authority, crushing their rebellion as an iron rod smashes jars of clay. Galatians 4:7 and Romans 8:17. Think has to do with an inheritance, maybe. The legacy. He's talking about receiving the nations. This is that unfolding plan of what God is doing, of filling the earth with the knowledge of his glory. As the waters cover the sea, Jesus is shepherding, crushing rebellion. Which one did you look up?
I looked up Romans 8:17 in the Passion Translation. And since we are his true children, we qualify to share all his treasures. For indeed, we are heirs of God himself. And since we are joined to Christ, we also inherit all that he is and all that he has. We will experience being co-glorified with him, provided that we accept his sufferings as our own.
Yeah, there's an inheritance to be enjoyed. I think Ephesians 1 talks about our being God's inheritance.
Yeah.
And he being ours.
Yes, both.
Yeah.
The language of both is in Scripture.
And Jesus, that's his legacy because he has redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
Our innocence, restored us, reconciled us, revealed who and who we are and who he is. And that's his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that gathers in his inheritance, the nations. I used to think there was a scripture, but I don't know if there is, where it talks about, will not the Lamb receive the reward of his sufferings. I think that's just a quote of some great preacher in the past.
That's from the Moravians.
Okay.
That was the slogan of the Moravians as they sent out missionaries.
All right, so maybe you can quote it right. Shall not the Lamb receive the reward of his suffering?
Yeah. Not sure. I'd have to look that up to get a better.
I think that's what it says. Will not the Lamb receive the reward of his sufferings? But that's what that psalm is talking about. And the kingdom, his reign, his rule stretching to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
It's not, There's no rebel pockets that are going to be gathered up and cast into eternal fire. He comes and squashes the rebellion like a rod. Iron rod smashes a clay jar. That love, unconditional, ravishes the heart, squishes the rebellion. Did you find it?
Yeah. I'm getting closer over here. Stay here.
See if I can find a good pothole.
Yeah. Trying to sort through this stuff.
Well, all you gotta do is get over and ask ChatGPT.
Yeah, but I don't do any of that.
It'd pull it right up for you.
Well, I went to this Moravian site, and but it didn't. But the site wasn't as it's a little lengthy.
Yeah.
They're the ones, you know, had the 100-year prayer meeting.
I didn't know that. Did not know that.
Okay.
If I had a faster signal, I'd find it right quick. But this is bad, so.
Anyway. They started in 1727. 65 years later, they were still 24-hour day prayer meeting. Still going, and they had sent out 300 missionaries.
Yeah.
I was trying to get to where the quote was in this article. There it is.
Okay, here we go.
The story goes that when the first two young missionaries boarded the ship in Copenhagen to sail for the West Indies, they lifted their hands as if in sacred pledge and called out to their friends on shore, "May the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering." So there's where it came from.
That the lamb who was slain might receive the reward of his suffering.
Yeah.
Take me 10 seconds.
Well, I can't help it. You're just faster than me, James.
But it took longer than that with a slow internet service. You found it about the same time I did. At any rate, that's what they were saying. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know about the Moravians. Was it a Calvinistic view of it?
Oh, I don't know.
May have been a more universal, you know. I don't know personally, but that's what we're coming to see is when Jesus became a man in his incarnation, he gathered up humanity. The last Adam gathered up all the other Adams. What happened to the last Adam happened to everybody.
Yes.
And it's being revealed through God's plan that he had in place from eternity past.
Yeah.
Sounds an awful lot like good news.
It is good news.
Because it's done. Jesus is the Savior.
Yeah.
He is the King that reigns. That squishes the rebellion in the hearts of men.
Yeah.
Oh, now, he might do it by taking Paul's head off through the Roman Emperor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what gives us trouble is how do we understand God through the painful experiences of life.
Yeah.
The things that we cannot maybe explain to our satisfaction or doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what what really gives us trouble.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got Jesus talking about the kingdom of heaven being at hand. And if I understood him correctly, what he was saying was, this is the way Dudley says it, mm-hmm. I'm here and I brought my world with me. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my commentary on what he said. You can live in it, mm-hmm. but you got to change the way you're thinking.
Yes.
And in the kingdom of heaven, there is no sickness. That's why I'm healing all these. In the kingdom of heaven, there's no rebellious demons. That's why I'm casting them out. But, and then through all of that, I mean, he's being nailed to a cross.
Yeah.
But that's the conquering king.
Yes.
Giving himself for his kingdom to redeem.
Yeah. Well, love is long suffering. We don't see that. There is a measure of love that is revealed in suffering that we had soon not know.
Yeah.
Skip over and not experience. But I think about maybe this, how about this for an illustration, James? When a child is sick, how a mother will stay up with that child out of love, as if it's not even up for debate about what to do. Like, it's just a non-negotiable. My child is sick, and I'm going to hold it, sit up with it all night, tend to it, all of what they do, which
where's that love coming
from? Well, that's the love of God coming out.
Yeah.
That I marvel at how
easy. Hey, thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way to experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love he has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.